Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria up to 29, Joburg 28, Rustenburg a high of 34 degrees.
Please note in Johannesburg, the Rea Vaya bus services are suspended due to attacks on staff overnight in Soweto. Please make alternative transport arrangements.
In your sport, a win for the men and a draw for the women as South Africa's indoor hockey sides get underway at the World Cup and Chelsea return to winning ways.
We start with the top story in traffic this morning. The disruptions for passengers using the Rea Vaya speed bus service in Johannesburg. All these buses are now standing still and the service is suspended after shots were fired at bus drivers in Soweto last night.
At the moment, we do not know the cause of the shooting. We advise passengers to use alternative public transport.
Rea Vaya's Benim Khoha could not confirm reports that both bus drivers were killed. Last week, the Patco bus service was disrupted after depots were attacked in Mpumalanga and 51 buses were torched. To some good news for those living in Joburg. It's a city of gold now without any load reduction. City Power suspended the system indefinitely yesterday, with spokesperson Isaac Mangena saying the intensified operations over the past couple of months to cut off illegal connections and address meter tampering have paid off.
These actions have prompted many customers to approach us as City Power for legal reconnections of electricity, leading to a more responsible use of electricity as they now pay for the services they consume.
The state has argued that a Gauteng couple accused of raking in millions from the global sale of child sexual abuse material have the means and motivation to evade their trial. Bail proceedings in the case of Darren Wilkin and Tiona Moodley were postponed to Friday in the Randburg Magistrates Court. State Prosecutor Colleen Ryan told the court yesterday the pair have cryptocurrency accounts that are still active, and it's likely that they've saved more of the abuse material on cloud services yet to be accessed by investigators.
The state was only able to confiscate the exhibits found on the scene. Applicant 2 has already attempted to destroy
it. More about that at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. To news from across our borders, Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi and Rwandan President Paul Kagame will attend a summit on Saturday on the crisis in the eastern DRC, where a Rwanda-backed armed group is advancing. M23 fighters and Rwandan soldiers took over the major city of Goma last week and have now vowed to march across the vast country to the capital, Kinshasa. Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa vowed yesterday to continue providing support to the DRC in the face of nationwide calls to withdraw troops following the death of 14 South African soldiers. And in Scotland, it's a cat fight about cats. The Scottish Government has made it clear they have no plans to ban cats or to introduce any containment zones within which there would be restrictions on cats. The fur is flying after the Scottish Animal Welfare Commission gave the government some pause for thought with a new report that cats can have a significant impact on wildlife populations. It continues to say that other countries have already started requiring cats to be contained all the time or even be kept indoors. And they also ask that cats be banned from new housing developments that are near conservation-sensitive areas. I'm Gade de Souza, net vir die hoofnuus die uur. Die Rea Vaya busdiens is opgeskort nadat daar in Soweto op busse geskiet is.
What is one of the more soothing sounds in our world?
It's not a cat fight.
No.
Do you mean like a musical instrument kind of sound? Because I like the sound of the sea, that's soothing.
Right. Don't you think this is...
Oh. I remember this.
Yes. Vijay. Oh, as I know this song word, I think I'm a mani. Onse mani, mani gewee. Want hou julle dit? Het sy nie caravans gesing nie?
Sy het caravans gesing. Ek is dood oortuig
daarvan. Man, nietemin, dit is nie mani nie. Dit is Roberto gewees.